An island full of history, the island of Wirt. The island of Wirt has probably not changed much over the past 2,000 years, except for a few buildings. Looking at it, you can easily imagine that people at the time would recognize it as a good site to build a well-protected settlement. A bronze sword found in the nearby Staffelsee proves that people did indeed live here at that time. And apparently, even the Romans knew the value of the island. The ruins of a protective wall from the 4th or 5th century are evidence of a rural community well prepared against attack by German tribes. This is probably where a first small castle and church were constructed by early Bavarian rulers in the 7th century. But both were replaced in the 8th century by a Carolingian abbey. The Staffelsee Monastery was one of the oldest centers of Christianity in Bavaria, including a parish church that was remarkably richly endowed and furnished. Unfortunately, we know little of the abbey's later fate. It may have been attacked by hordes of Hungarian cavalry in the early 10th century, who terrorized and plundered the region. Or it may have been abandoned for economic reasons. It's not even known for sure when the Church of St. Michael was rebuilt, although it probably dates from the year 960. What is known for certain, though, is that for many, many hundreds of years, people from all across the region made a weekly pilgrimage to the island by boat or across a wooden bridge to attend Mass. The narrow bridge led from Seehausen via tiny Jakob's Island to the island of Wirt, making a trip to church an often life-threatening risk in stormy weather. After lengthy negotiations with the monastery in Ettal, which was responsible for the parish, the island's church was finally dismantled in 1773 and reconstructed in all its Baroque glory in Seehausen. More than 60 years later, the small chapel of St. Simpert was built on the site of the former church and is today a popular location for weddings and baptisms. Archaeologists discovered the island's thousands of years of human history while carrying out diggings in the 1990s. On a series of display panels surrounding the chapel, an archaeological park documents the chronology of settlements here. Reconstructions of wall foundations and stone slabs show the original floor plan layout of the island's first monastery to give visitors an idea of how the ancient abbey once looked.